With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump today signing the Laken Riley Act into law, marking the first piece of legislation from his administration.
The measure mandates the detention and potential deportation of illegals who stand accused of theft and violent crimes before they're actually convicted. The bill bears the name of Georgia nursing student Laken Riley. A Venezuelan man in the U.S. illegally murdered Riley last year while she went for a run. The measure swiftly passed the GOP-led Congress with some Democratic support.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearings beginning today in Senate Finance Committee, and it didn't take long for the fireworks as he responded to a question about his stance on COVID vaccinations.
COVID vaccines are inappropriate for six-year-old children who basically have a zero risk from COVID. That's why I brought that lawsuit. I don't want to. I want to emphasize
Mr. Kennedy,
this.
The facts.
Tomorrow, Kennedy appears before the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump celebrating Florida State Senator Randy Fine's primary win Tuesday and calls for two others to step down.
Fine is favored to succeed former Congressman Mike Waltz, who vacated his seat representing Florida's 6th District after Trump tapped him to serve as National Security Advisor. Trump posted a photo of him and Fine on Truth Social Tuesday that says, quote, Randy Fine wins, and endorsed by President Trump.
Downpours in western France, heavy flooding in many low-lying areas. Officials say 1,000 people have been evacuated. So far, no reports of any fatalities. This is SRN News. Well, PepsiCo is making some key changes.
The giant soft drink maker, which also owns such brands as Quaker Oats, Doritos, and Rice-A-Roni, says it's adopting a, quote, viewpoint-neutral advertising policy with respect to political or religious status or views. Pressure had been mounting among shareholders for the company to quit the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, a left-wing group that pushes big corporations to support the LGBT agenda and steer away from anything conservative or Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new Justice Department leadership eliminating Biden team policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life protesters. The department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrance Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting significant aggravating factors. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve keeps its key rate unchanged, as it awaits the impact of Trump's economic policies.
The announcement comes even though President Trump has advocated lower interest rates. A question mark for the Fed is whether Mr. Trump will impose tariffs and how they would affect consumer prices as the new year and new administration begin. The policymakers have cut the prime rate for three meetings in a row up till now, down a percentage point to about 4.3% from a two-decade high. The central bank is aiming for inflation at 2%. The annual inflation rate in December measured at 2.9%. George Williams reporting.
At least 18 people have been killed when a small plane went down in a remote part of South Sudan. That flight was chartered by a Chinese oil firm. 21 people were on board. Three survived. Authorities say the plane went down shortly after takeoff. More details at SRNNews.com.